Crossroads. In Job 23, verse 10, we read that he knoweth the way I take. Life is full of crossroads. Oh, you will meet many crossroads in your life. Each crossroad is today. It's on the continuum of your life's journey. You stand on the apex of your life journey and stare into an unpredictable way. But I stand with you. The light of my presence will go with you, before you, behind you, in you. For my indwelling Holy Spirit is in you forever. And the radiance of my charisma will light your path. If you listen to my voice, you will hear me say, "This is the way, walk in it." Do not dwell on the past, though learn from it. Do not mull over the things that might have been, or regret things that never were. Learn from each happening and drink deeply each lesson learned. Do not yearn for your imaginings. Do not hanker for what might have been. Remember, I schedule each day of your life as may be best for you. Do not fear the future. Do not fret or fear of poverty or loneliness, of suffering or loss. My store of blessings are sufficient for the needs of each day. I will not fail you nor forsake you. My grace is sufficient for you. As you stand at the crossroads of your life, you have a glorious assurance, for he knoweth the way you take. He promised to guide you with his eye, and all his promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So fear not, fret not, for he whispers reassuringly, "You are mine. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I will never fail you nor forsake you." When you stand at the crossroads of your life, hurting, dispirited and lonely, when you wonder which way to take, confused and numb with pain, take heart. And remember, when we think he is far away, he is often the closest. And the psalmist wrote, "When my spirit was overwhelmed, then thou knowest my path. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me." Jesus said, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet it is not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. I, the old inherited sin nature, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live. Yet it is not I that live, the old inherited sin nature, but it is Christ that liveth in me. And the life, the new life, which is Christ in me and I in him, and the life which I now live in the flesh, my natural physical body, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me."